Well, here's a suggested SAT question. A Paris runway is to Naomi Campbell as a college reunion is to commentator Joel Achenbach. He just attended his and has these important tips.
A reunion is an extremely competitive event. Your goal going into the big encounter is to put points on the board. You get points for being successful. You get points for being happy and mentally stable, even if that requires medication. Most of all, you get massive bonus points for looking good. Let's face it, appearance is 90% of the game. Now, if you do, in fact, look good, your reunion is a guaranteed success. You just got to walk into the reunion tent, strike a pose, and blow them away. Don't mess it up with words. Don't say anything at all. Just stand there. Look good. When people look at you, they will perceive you as a winner, even though they may dimly recall that you spent some time in the federal pen. Now, what do we mean by looking good? At bare minimum, you want to look like the same person you were before. You want to be recognizable. If people are doing a double take or a triple take on your name tag, that can be an ominous sign. There are no absolute standards for looking good. Looks are relative. What counts is how good you look relative to the people you are encountering. It's like that truism about what happens if you and a friend meet up with a grizzly bear in the woods. You don't have to outrun the grizzly. You just need to outrun your friend. Most people have little idea how they really look. They're highly suggestible. Therefore, when you meet someone at the reunion, you need to undermine his or her confidence. Don't play defense, play offense. Here are some lines you might try out at your reunion. Gosh, Kathy, is that really you in there? Or how about, Jim, I'm just so sorry to see that things didn't quite work out for you in the hair department. If you meet a classmate who seems to have gained a little bit of weight, zero in on this zone of vulnerability. Say something like, I see someone who's been hanging out at the buffet. As your friends feel worse about themselves, they'll be more impressed with how you look. Or at least, you will think that they think you look good. Keep the paramount rule in mind. If you can trick yourself into thinking that other people think you look good, then you will feel like other people think you feel good, which is almost like being forever young.
The comments of Joel Achenbach, a writer for The Washington Post, who prefers not to be identified as Princeton, class of '82.